And welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I want to thank you guys for joining me. I'm surprised I made it here on time because I've been doing way too damn much today and tonight. Forgive me, you know, if I'm a little scatterbrained, because as we talk, I'm still getting my shit together. As we talk, I'm still getting my shit together. This is going to be a long week. And as you guys know, I am on vacation. Thank the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Don't you hate it when, because yesterday, you know, I worked till midnight. And so, and for some reason, I was very productive yesterday at the job, right? And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to get all my stuff done early. But then because normally I time out everything that I have to do in a course of my work day, so it kind of coincides with, you know, me, it stretches my day. And so, but yesterday I just I want to get things done earlier, as if that was going to make my day go faster. Wrong. It was 10 o'clock and I'm like, oh, my paperwork is done. You know, all the other stuff that I have to do was done. And I'm like, what the hell? And I swear it was the longest 2 hours ever. And I don't know if that happens just because, you are on, you know, you're going on vacation, you know, you're going somewhere, cause you know, I'm going to Nashville Comic Con this weekend, but you know, you're going to be doing something, and you know, I guess the anticipation is so high that stretch of time, this seems like it was forever, but I swear, anyhow, it was the longest 2 hours ever. I was done with all that nonsense. I'm like, I'm ready to go home. And but then I also knew I had a lot of stuff to do today, with, you know, my mom and getting her to a few appointments. And so it's definitely been it's going to be busy, I guess you should say. It's been a busy day, but it's going to be an even busier week up until I leave Friday morning. And that's what I was telling somebody. They were saying, well, have fun on your trip, you know, when you go. Not that I'm going somewhere outlandish, but I am going out of town for the weekend. But they were like, well, have fun, you know, bring me something back and all that stuff. I had to tell them, I'm like, I have to make it to Friday. You know, I have to make it there so I am able to do anything. So we'll see. I'm not going to hold my breath, that's for sure. But you know, it's just one of those things. And hey, Timmy Sims, hi, boo, new boo kitty. Oh, that's a whole bunch of ooboo hooboos and a kitty. And New York, what are you doing? You know, always, you guys can join me if you listen live. You know, pop into the chat room and you can talk to all the people and fellows and all the good things that are going on in there, if they are good things. I don't know if they are or not, but you can do that. So like I said, it's gonna be a busy week. It's so funny because I have a friend that I've been wanting to do lunch with here in town, and we've been planning, and I'm such a bad friend that I haven't, Not that I haven't, I guess you sh I should say that we haven't. He moved back in town about the same time that I did, and it's been like it'd be 3 years, and we were really good friends at one point. But I haven't made the time to go do anything, and then today was the perfect opportunity that I could have got free lunch. And but of course I had other things I had to do. And he texts me. He's like, "Meet me at Rafferty's. It's on me." I'm like, what? I said that, but I couldn't go because I was doing stuff, but I wanted to go. I really did. I wanted to go and have fun, and hang out with my friend, maybe have a cocktail. And I haven't been to Rafferty's in a minute, but I used to go to Rafferty's years ago. But because it's not, I don't think it's a popular chain restaurant anymore, but it's still viable. And I used to get the BLT. Or if I didn't get the BLT, I used to get this huge chicken Caesar salad that was absolutely delicious. That was the first time. This was back in like, had to be 2004, 2005. The first time that I found out the Caesar dressing was made with anchovies. And I almost tore that restaurant up. I'm like, y'all lied to me. Y'all, and they're like, no, it's always been made that way. And I'm like, no, y'all lied because I don't eat anchovies. Catch it. Anyhow, that's just me being silly. But I was so happy today that the second installment of, and I know this is not a nerd show, and I probably won't talk about this on Sunday because I'll just be getting back from Nashville Comic Con, so that'll probably be a Comic Con show. But yes, I did watch Gotham. Gotham was really, and because this past Sunday, a couple days ago, I kind of gave my previews of what the shows, what to expect maybe, or what I was expecting, and what shows I thought was going to make it, what shows that I didn't think was going to make it. Unfortunately, I put Gotham on the bottom of the barrel. I was wrong. Gotham was good. My only problem with Gotham is, I don't know, the whole Selina Kyle thing. Is she Catgirl now or Catwoman? What, I don't know what her deal is. She's a cute girl though. But I think my favorite portrayal from, had to hit the what? What's that? Had to hit the what? But my favorite portrayal was of Edward Nigma, which who goes on to become the Rig, I'm sorry, becomes the Riddler. And he the portrayal, I'm like, wow, he did that. It was almost, I have to say, Jim Carrey was a very good Riddler, but this guy, he kind of killed it. So, and he was talking in the rhymes. They would say, hey, stop it. We don't hear all that stuff. And then, of course, the Penguin's character was cool. Who else? Fish Mooney. But I love Jada Pinkett Smith. If somebody, okay, this is a contest. I'm having a contest coming in October. If somebody, I'm gonna give you guys what's the, until I come back from Nashville Comic Con, and I'll pick one person randomly. I'm giving a mystery gift box away of all my nerdy stuff that I have going on. If somebody can tell me who Jada's let's see how to put that, because she played on the show the very first time that Jada Pinkett Smith was on the radar, and the only hint I will give is Bill Cosby. You can tell me her character, and yeah, tell me the character, who she played on the show. Bill Co Cosby is the only hint I want to give you. You will be get one of the two boxes. That's my first question. One, the two boxes, gift boxes that I'm going to give away around Halloween. So Jada Pinkett Smith, who plays Fish Mooney in Gotham, whoever, Name the character she played when she first hit the scene, and your hint is Bill Cosby. But yeah, Jada, yeah, I loved her, Timmy Sims. She was on point. And when did Alfred Pennyworth become? He was Australian, right? His accent was Australian, not English, which I thought that was kind of strange. But it was a good show. I'll have to see what the other ones do this year, because Marvel's Agents of Shield debuted tonight, and this is the show that us fanboys wanted. With this is a long monologue. This is the show. This is a show our us fanboys wanted, with the whole mutants in this universe, with the Avengers, what they're calling gifted. I don't know if you guys caught it. They did. He did say gifted, or somebody said gifted individuals, and we see the Absorbing Man, and how they did him was absolutely awesome. And I squealed when he picks up the ball and chain and starts using it, because I say, a direct correlation to the comic book. Oh, one more thing about. Oh, well, Timmy, well, I'm not going to say, because Timmy Sims has already given the answer. If you happen to be in the chat room, you would see the answer. Timmy Sims, you have been surprising me with all this knowledge of these, of some of the things we've been talking about lately. I'm impressed. Anyhow, but I was back to Gotham. The Gotham television show, it kind of lends itself to me, to how the story of Batman Eternal is developing. I can't say developing, we're on issue almost issue 30, right? And it's really, really good. So Gotham may be a definite contender this year. So we'll have to see how that works out. But anyhow, what else has my day consisted of? Oh, I was going to talk about a bad getting bad service at a fast food restaurant, but that's neither here nor there. I can't tell you what. I told everybody I was going to tell everybody who the winner was, because I'm going to pick one randomly by Sunday when I come back from Nashville on Sunday. Anyhow, so tonight we got a kind of a fun show, kind of a blue show, so to speak. For some reason, I've been running into a lot of articles about penises. Don't ask me why. Not that I'm looking for them. They just happen to show up this week. This week. And so, or in the last couple of days. So we're going to talk about the guy who cannot control his orgasms. He has at least, from what the article I read, at least 100 orgasms a day. We're gonna talk. What did I say? I have some other things I'm gonna talk about. I'm tripping right now. I'm really tripping. Also, there was a documentary that I checked out the other day, and you look at Netflix and you're just kind of looking for something to catch your eye. It's one of the things like, oh, that looks interesting, and so I'm looking. I'm like, okay, The Final Member, and it was a man's like body, not even skeleton, just the like the muscle and stuff. And I'm like, oh, there's gonna be penises in that. And so I click on it, and I only watched like six, and I fast forwarded through a lot of it because it got kind of silly and kind of disturbing. But we're gonna talk about that, the documentary, The Final Member, and it's about the Icelandic phallological museum in Iceland, and we're also going to talk about what they recently found in a Da Vinci sketchbook. I guess you can say that's what it was. But you were the first. You still get that there's nothing wrong with being the first at all. But anyhow. You might not be first, but you could be next. I had a friend that say that used to say that to me all the time. He's like, you can't be first, but you definitely can be next. But anywho, We're going to take a quick break. So when we come back, we're going to talk about all those things and a little bit more. And hopefully I won't go on and on and on and on tonight, hopefully. I don't have to get up early tomorrow, and I am on vacation, so I might go a little longer than I normally do. Thank you guys for listening. My name is David. It is f the fanboy. I say it all the time. It is the 5x5 late night show, and we'll be right back. When your cause a cozy condition, he cool when your cause a cozy condition, he cool when your cause a cozy condition, he cool when your cause a cozy condition. Smoking step on this tight, you may be how we flip. Smoking step on this tight, you may be how we flip. Smoking step on this tight, you may be how we flip it. Flip it, flip it, peep it how we flip it.
Watch me bounce right in it. She ain't no frontin' type brother. Keep it on the low and you can be my part-time lover. Cause all I got is part-time. I got a baby at home who gets full-time. So relax your mind, have a good time. Honey, sing the line, honey, sing the line.
I used to love that song. That is actually the remix of He's Mine by Mokin Steph. You know, whatever happened, I love the 90s girl groups. I just R&B girl groups. I just love them. And too bad all of them are just kind of defunct now. I guess really Destiny's Child came out maybe in 99. Yeah, but they're defunct. Beyonce's still around. Oh, and I seen the On the Run, well, most of it, the On the Run tour, and I'll finish it while I'm on vacation, but I seen it, and I have a new respect. Like, I'm not a big rap person, contrary to popular opinion. But I seen I seen it. I seen I keep on repeating, I've been reading text. I seen the On the Run tour, and it was decent, you know. And I'm like, I have a new appreciation for Jay-Z's music since I'm not a big rap fan, and I like some rap, you know. I can thug it out when I want to, but it's I you know like with Beyonce, it was almost like Beyonce was the star attraction, and Jay-Z was the guest. But I do have a new appreciation for Jay-Z, or I guess a better appreciation for Jay-Z, because well, he did his thing, and they're definitely a power couple, and that whole entertainment thing they got going on is amazing. I'm on Facebook earlier. Timmy and a friend of mine, they was making comments about the Beyonce picture that Timmy Simpson sent me as of her in a Wonder Woman outfit. You know, I just went, I need that on a t-shirt. Can I get a t-shirt with that on? Can I get a t-shirt, please? And So it's just one of those things, you know. See, I get to reading text messages, and then I need to stop reading them because I get thrown off. But no, and so I'm going to Nashville Comic Con. Let's get to that. I'm going to Nashville Comic Con this weekend. So Timmy Sims has made some requests. Now, Timmy, I'm not taking like $1,000 with me because no telling how much they're going to be. But although I will say, I don't know if you got my message earlier, Hot Topic. I rode through Hot Topic earlier today. And they have a whole new set of hot topics of Pop Funko figures. Now, if you listen to any of the shows, you know I talk about that a lot. I know it's a little obsessive and a little crazy, but it's something I like, and I have two in my bag now that I bought from Barnes & Noble the other day, because Barnes & Noble just got the True Blood Pops, but Hot Topic, they finally got the whole Buffy the Vampire Slayer line of pop figures. They had the Willow, they had the Dark Willow, or the Wish Willow, what they was calling it. They also had the Spike, Chase, and Angel, and something else. I didn't see Oz though. And then they didn't have any Buffys, which is really funny. Remember, they had send the comic convention Buffy earlier this summer, but they also had, which I was when I seen it, I damn near flipped out. They have the Coven, American Horror Story Coven. They had them. They had Fiona Good. What was the other one? They had Fiona Good, Myrtle Stone, Misty Day, and one more. They had one more. They didn't have the little. I'm sure it's been gone. I don't know how long they've been out. And that girl. See, this is when you give people. She's like, oh, when I will get some new pop figures in, I'll call you. This bitch ain't called and told me nothing. Yeah, I called her a bitch. She ain't called me nothing. And but they also have the Supernatural Charlie, which I didn't get to buy because I was in a hurry. And so I'll probably run out there tomorrow. But like I said, I need to save my money because I'm going to Nashville Comic Con, and since Timmy Sims has all these requests, like Peter Pan and the snowman from Frozen, that Galoot or somebody, I don't know, and then Superboy and Groot. So I have a lot of things to get. You know, especially my stuff. I'm my big Funko thing is the Stan Lee Funko, which normally the comic conventions will have an exclusive with something different on his t-shirt and things of that nature. So I don't know. We'll see. You know, money's important because I don't want to go blow a lot of money because I think that's ridiculous. And but I want to enjoy myself. And I guess I want to know before Friday. And that's another thing. I said that like they've been count a lot of guests have been counseling. My main guests haven't counseled, but if between now and Friday, if one of the two of my main guests counsel, I will not be going because it's not worth the money. To spend, and I can still cancel. I had to do it by Thursday. I can still cancel my hotel reservation, and because that's ridiculous to do that and fool the people. But I think I try to make up an itinerary about things to do, things to see. Like I said, I talked about that on Sunday. So you guys want to hear that? But anyhow, since I went on another diatribe, we're going to take another little break, not going to be very long. We're going to do that. Then we come back. We will get in. We will get into what I. We said I can help you get us both one of the Stan Lee. What does that mean? We're going to see what Timmy Sims means about that when we come back. And we'll get into the topic of tonight's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. My name is David. It is the 5x5 fan. I keep on doing it. I have because I'm talking Fanboy Weekly. It's not Fanboy Weekly. It's a late night show. We'll be right back.
Guess it's true. I'm not good at a one night stand. But I still need love, I'm just a woman. These nights never seem to go to plan. But I don't want you to leave when you hold my hand. Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're
Welcome back to the 5x5 late night show. I think I've got my mind together. So I think I'm back. I think I'm back together. That was a song. Obviously, that was on The Voice tonight by Maya Sykes. And Timmy sent that to me, and it was I didn't I kind of heard part of it because I was trying to get ready for the show and get into the room. But actually, not too bad. That was a pretty good. Pretty good song. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. That's a good song. Thank you, Timmy Sims. He always sends me nice stuff. But no, I need you to explain how we're both gonna get a Stan Lee Funko. I need explanation on that. If you don't mind, if you don't mind, so I was reading an article today about this guy who couldn't stop having orgasms. And I'm like, is this one of these things? And it's so funny because the article preface, we are not the onion.com. Do not, this is a true article. I guess it was put on the New York Post, which actually had the original story. Yeah, because this is not a post from the Onion. We repeat, this is not a post from the Onion. The guy's name is Dell Decker, and he is 37 years old, husband and father of two, who suffers from an uncontrollable condition known as persistent genital arousal syndrome. He first felt the symptoms after he slipped a disc in his back and was on his way to the hospital. Decker inexplicably ejaculated five times on the drive and says the orgasms have kept on coming, no pun intended, ever since. Imagine, this is what he's saying, imagine being on your knees at your father's funeral beside his casket, saying goodbye to him. And then you have nine orgasms right there, he said, while your whole family is standing behind you. It makes you never want to have another orgasm for as long as you live. There's nothing pleasurable about it because even though it might feel physically good, you're completely disgusted by what's going on. Decker also says the intense episodes have taken an extreme toll on him and his family. He's afraid to even leave the house because evidently no place is safe from his excessive ejaculation. If you're in public, if you're in front of kids, it's disgusting and it can break you real fast. It happened to me at the grocery store, and, and when it was over, there were around 150 people looking straight at me. Why would I leave the house when something like this can happen? Okay. This, actually, some man would love to have this problem, so he needs to stop playing, right? Complaining, I guess I should say. And so he and so he's at the grocery store. So what are you doing? I know we all have our old faces. The thing is like a picture. There's a picture, like a photographer or something doing. They took pictures of people with their old faces, or there's always been jokes about the old faces, anyhow. And so. I'm not trying to be shady, but what are you doing that's so, is it the whole involuntary body movement? Are you really tripping and screaming and oohing and eyeing and acting fool? Because y'all guys watch that show, Sex Sent Me to the ER? Y'all remember that? And there was a girl with the same problem. She couldn't stop having an orgasm. So this is not the first time I've heard this. She was a female. This is a guy. And so, but so they're saying he's ejaculating. Put on tape it up to your stomach and put on a diaper with your nasty ass. And if you see the picture, if you go to instinct.com. This is where I was reading the article. It was a New York Post article. You can see him there, and the funny thing is, they have him sitting there with his legs with his legs open. I'm like, y'all did that. That's a mess. So I don't know if he's trying to get a reality TV show or something, but but it's just, I don't know. It's like, he said, if you're in front, I just want to know exactly what you're doing. It's different if you're walking, you're like, ooh, oh, and whatever else happens. And, but if you're running around rolling on the floor and screaming and act the fool, of course people are gonna look at you. And then they're gonna think you're a pervert. Sit your ass down, put on a diaper and tape it up. I don't get all that because that's nasty. It's I would like to see it. Don't get it wrong. Like to see, I want to see what you're doing because you're making it like you can't do anything. You kick your leg and you have orgasm, or you fart and you have an orgasm. I mean, seriously? This seems there's more to the story. I don't know if if it's fake, if he's just saying that, if he's been medically diagnosed by a doctor saying, oh yeah, he's a chronic ejaculator and he can't stop. Because and not to be nasty or anything, sometimes that takes if it's done right, I guess. That takes a lot of your energy, and I just if you're having 9, 10, 11 a day, that's a problem. I would think, you'd be running around sleepy all the damn time. I don't know. It just seems bizarre. His wife had a few things to say as well. If I can get that to come up real quick, she was like, and oh, and then there's is there a YouTube video? Boy, there's a YouTube video. The YouTube video, if you guys want to hear the story, I should have just recorded anyhow. It says 100 orgasms a day, freak accident. If you type that in, you'll be able to find the actual video. I guess he's not doing, I don't think, and I guess he can't have sex with his wife. Now, if you are you can't you you always have an erection. Because it th don't want that make it was it priapism? Won't that that don't seem right. Is it flaccid? I mean, I need more details, because this th none of this really makes a lot of sense. So he could be telling a story, but anyhow. I guess we'll if they decide to share any more of the story, they will share it with us, I guess, and I'll share with you guys. But all I gotta say to this brother,
Get your life.
right? We'll be right back. It is the 5x5 late night show.
Says good morning with a cock-a-doodle-doo. Good morning. A horse's neigh is just his way of saying how are you. A lion growls hello, and owls ask why and where and who. May I suggest you get undressed and show them your wazoo. The animals, the animals. Let's talk dirty to the animals. Fuck you, Mr. Bunny. Eat shit, Mr. Bear. If they don't love it, they can shove it. Frankly, I don't care. Oh, the animals, the animals. Let's talk dirty to the animals. Up yours, Mr. Hippo. Piss off, Mr. Fox. Go tell a chicken, suck my dick and give him chicken pox. Oh. The animals, the animals. Let's talk dirty to the animals. From birds in the treetops to snakes in the grass. But never tell an alligator bite my, no, never tell an alligator.
have to say, that's one of the funniest songs. You know, that was the lovely and well missed Gilda Radner from the original Saturday Night Live. Just think if she is. I think she passed in the 70s, maybe 80s. But she was so hilarious. And I can remember as being a kid, because I guess I don't know why they let us watch that when we were kids. I mean, I guess TV wouldn't risque back then, even the stuff that came on after 7 o'clock. But anyhow, she did that song in one of her one of those like comedy concert things. And so, but why it brings back even more significant memories, there was a drag queen here in town named Belladonna, and she would dress in a cow outfit, and she would do this song. That was the first time I had ever heard the song. I had to do the research and find out it was Gilda Radner who originally had done it. And so I'm like, oh, you know, that. And so since you couldn't have mad, I couldn't have done anything. I'm lost. I'm really lost. On TV. Yeah. I guess that's what you're talking about, Timmy Sims. And so Belladonna, she passed away. And I'm like, oh, she was so nice. She was like, you know, because sometimes, you know, gay men can be real catty and real shady, and drag queens can be even more so, a little bitchy, you know, real, real shady. And she was one of the nicest. When I used to go out and party a little bit, you know, she'd always talk to me. We would sit at the bar and just talk, you know. And she was a little colorful in her language, but she always asked, you know, how's your mom, how are you doing, David? And she was just really nice. I remember one time one of the drag queens slammed her over the balcony. That was a mess. But she was an older woman, but she died, you know, and she didn't have anything, but she was a little fishy. Now she could pass. And I just remember those people that are gone. And when I found out that she had passed away, it was kind of sad, because somebody I knew who I actually liked. You know, I'm not that big a fan of drag queens. When I was, I think when you're coming out, when you first start going out to bars and stuff, you start, you can start, can I join for a enemy? What? Timmy Sims, when you start coming out to the bar, you love the drag queens, you know, because it's so over the top, and it's, you know, and you're like, oh, because, you know, I used to go to Nashville, you know, to Connections, if you guys know, and Louisville too, to Connections, and I used to love the drag queen Austria Andrews and China, and I used to, but you know, just, okay, I'm over that, you know. And you know, I even have seen like one of the girls who was on two of them, Raven, and one of the girls that was on RuPaul's Drag Race. And I don't know, it's just one of the things, that song kind of brings back memories. But the reason I played that song, I thought it would be perfect, because I, like I said, I had I'm sorry, I'm typing. Like I was saying, I had I was talking and typing and chatting. Like I was saying, I watched a documentary called, I watched a documentary called The Final Member, and it was about this museum of penises in Iceland, and the complete name, and I said it earlier, the Icelandic Phallological Museum. It was founded in 1997 by a retired teacher, and I'm going to butcher this name, but I'm going to try it, Sigur Jartarson, which now his son does run it. And so he was on a quest for finding penises from all the animals on the planet. He had all kind of, and there was one, he had boiled the thing's penis, he had boiled it, right? And then when he was pulling, I guess it was actually a bone in it, a real bone, when he pulled the thing snapped. I'm like, what animal's penis is doing all that? That's a mess. No wonder cats get mad when they have it, because a lot of these things look like harpoons. I'm like, serious? But he had a whale, and which is the biggest penis on Earth, out of any other mammals. And then he had all these different other kind of species and stuff. He says that says he has a collection of 280 specimens from 100 and 118 from land mammals, allegedly including Icelandic elves, whatever that is. But in 2011, which was kind of the focus of this documentary, he was looking for a male penis. So there was this, and then this is where it got really like, oh, y'all doing too much. So he was looking for this male penis or whatever. And so this old guy that had to be, he was in his 90s. And so he was waiting for this guy to die so he could, because the guy had donated his penis to go to this museum. And so this guy's walking around this trench coat, and then they send him to they send this guy, and I can't remember all the names, they send this guy to a guy that did plaster, and the guy didn't know what he was doing. So here's this old 98-year-old man, or however he was, laying on the ground, balls out, and this other guy has his plaster, and he's telling, and I guess I don't know what language do they speak there. He's telling him to Icelandic, I guess. He's telling them to make the penis long longer, and it gets real funny. And then the guys got hammers, and it looked like something out of a porno of Laverne and Shirley, right? And so he's got a screw, not screwdriver, he has pliers, and then he breaks the mold. And the guy, the old man is disturbed, but anyhow, eventually he does die, and he gets the his true male penis, and it looks disgusting in the jar. So for those of y'all want to keep y'all man's penis, get a mold, because they do sell those kits. I don't know why he didn't do that, because every these porn stars, I've seen them. You get a bucket, it's a bucket or the penis bowl bucket thing, and you mix the stuff in, you stick your junk in, you pour the little rubber stuff in, right? And so, and so he that's what he should have done. But this other guy, this is the trip. There's another guy that was the kind of focus of this whole documentary. He wanted to give him, like, check this. He wanted to give him, he was like in his 50s, and he had his ex-wife or whatever had named his penis Elmo because it was big. It wasn't that big. Because they did show briefly, I guess it was not pornographic. I think they can get away with a little bit more strong documentaries. And so he wanted him to remove his pen. He went to all these doctors because he wanted to donate it to this guy's museum so he could be able to go over there and see it. He's like, he's got a lot of enjoyment out of it, and he wants to. He even got the thing tattooed with red, white, and blue. And then at the end of the show, when the guy, he had already got his penis, he was devastated because he the guy didn't want his no more. And he was a little off, but I'm like, seriously, y'all are not cutting my junk off. Y'all are not cutting my junk off for posterity. And thing is, you're not cutting it off even after I die. So if y'all want something really interesting to look at, check out The Final Member on Netflix. It can be funny and disturbing all at the same time. But we're gonna take one more break, and I don't think I have any more music queued up, but we're gonna take one more break, and when we come back, we're going to close out with what they found in Da Vinci's sketchbook, and also about how being having a bigger belly makes you a better lover. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and we'll be right back.
I don't believe we were put together not to be together. And I don't believe there's anyone out there that can love me better. I don't believe that you know how much I'm missing your pretty smile. Of course we had our ups and downs, but I gotta have you around because
I feel it all over my body.
Dondre with You're the One. I don't know if she's still on So So Def or not. If you guys remember who she was a YouTube kind of phenom. She was, you know how they sing on YouTube and do covers and stuff, and she was absolutely amazing. I seen her on YouTube before she got the record deal, but she only had this one record, and this was the lead single and probably the best song off the album. And I don't know. Somebody else needs to pick her up because she really can sing. And that's Dondre with You're the One for Me. Welcome back. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. Thank you guys for checking me out whenever, wherever, however you're listening to the show, whether you're listening here on Spreaker, Stitcher, or iTunes. Thank everyone. And I don't know why everybody's deciding to follow the show. I do appreciate it. It's but sometimes it goes in spurts. Like for a while I won't have any likes and then I'll get like 20, and but I do appreciate it. I'm totally flattered by the love that you guys send out. And think it's, my show's not for everybody. Everybody's not gonna like what I do. I can't help it, hater, because all I can say is
get your life
right. And so I love me some Tamar Braxton. Have you guys seen The Real? It's like The Talk and The View, just a little bit more hood. And it has like Lonnie Love, Tamara Mowry from Sister, two people I don't know, Adrian from The Cheetah Girls, Tamar Braxton, and I think that's it. But it's not all that good. It's on BET, so it might be on there for a while. No, they got rid of Monique. They might give him a second season, but it needs to get better. But anyhow, I was on again instinct.com, and you know they have all this little interesting stuff. Another penis story, right? And they were talking about how Leonardo da Vinci, in one of his many notebooks, had dick doodles. They're saying it might not be him. It could be somebody. It could have been somebody that had access to them, and you know they say he, you know, he had a male lover. At the time, he was gay. People was falling out when they said that. Anyhow, it says rumors that the Renaissance man himself, Leonardo da Vinci, is gay, were underscored with the discovery of an unmistakably phallic drawing in his artist's notebook. Salai, Leonardo's beautiful apprentice and believed romantic partner of decades, is thought to be responsible for the work itself, which depicts two animated penises marching toward an unmistakable void. Salai, whatever his name is, possible placement of his signature above the mystery hole. See, they'd be doing too much. Is a tongue-in-cheek reference to his relationship with a great master, according to biographers. In one of the pictures, one of the notebooks containing innumerable artistic and scientific sketches and notes of incomprehensible important, dang, a lot of I words. There is a sketch of two penises with legs walking towards a crudely drawn anus. The sketch was most likely done by his apprentice, who was not only very likely one of Leonardo's lovers, but who was also infamously mischievous. Better yet, the anus is literally labeled with the princess's name. So either he drew these while Leonardo wasn't looking, just to annoy his boyfriend, or Leonardo himself actually put time and energy into drawing these. Either way, the human race is truly blessed to have made such a discovery. There are dick drawings like the ones you've seen on desks in schools and Leonardo da Vinci's notebooks. Please cherish this information. So I thought that was really, really cute that they show that. And yeah, but a lot of these kind of historic artsy people were gay. You know, not that big of a deal. Not that, you know, they didn't care back then. We just tripping about now because we're civilized, right? And he's smarter than all of us put together. But anyhow, I want to thank you guys for listening and checking me out tonight. I hope you guys are doing good and look for more. So Timmy Sims, if you're available tomorrow, maybe we can record tomorrow with Ken and I. If Ken's gonna be on, I know he has company coming in town tomorrow, so I don't know if he's gonna be available. But I am leaving that open. Not gay, just love sex. Okay. So maybe if you're available tomorrow evening, we can record. And then hopefully if I get through tomorrow and I can get everything I need done, because I need to do laundry, I still need to go shopping. I did get me some really cute Pumas from Penny's today. Really, really, it was so hot in that store. I mean, I know we're going into fall, but y'all don't have to turn the air all the way out, because it got in the 80s there. Y'all can turn the air on a little bit, and it was hot. And so, but I did find some really, really, can you say tennis shoes are cute? Can I say that? And yeah, I found some really cute tennis shoes at Penny's today, which they was affordable too, so it wasn't too bad. So I have to do some laundry, and I need to shave. Now, you guys are not going to believe this. I've been hiding behind a hat for. Oh, and they. Oh, here, about the shoes. Why did I buy these shoes to match my fanboy socks? Because I'm going to wear shorts, I think, on Saturday on the way down. I'm not going to have time to change. So, whatever I wear that morning will be what I wear to the con that evening. But that afternoon, I guess. But I have that outfit already planned out. But isn't that crazy? Only a gay man, since I'm not cosplaying, would say, well, I need to coordinate outfits for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Because I'm gonna wear one thing Saturday morning, then I'll wear because I'm going out Saturday night, and then Sunday. So I guess four outfits, really. I guess I need. But the I don't want to carry. I don't want to take a lot of shoes. So two pairs of shoes, and that's it. A white pair, and then my new. Excuse me, my red and black, my red, black, and white pair. But Pumas, I have found. I don't know if you guys believe this as well, but Pumas, and I don't know back in the day if Pumas were good shoes. I never wore Pumas up until 2 years ago, and they have been hands down the most comfortable shoes that I've ever had. I mean, better than I had some Felas that I love that were very comfortable, but I had Nikes, Reeboks. I will say though about Felas last a long time. So do the Pumas. My Pumas are more comfortable than my Jays. Straight up, I have some Jordans, way more comfortable. I don't know why. But anyhow, all my socks, if I wear shorts, I probably wear shorts Saturday and Sunday. I mean, sorry. Because it's going to be warm this weekend there. Friday and Saturday. And so my socks have to coordinate with my shoes. It's just me. I'm weird like that. So, but I hope to have fun. What makes you happy? There's a lot. Things that make me happy, Mr. Timmy Sims. I'm happy that you joined me tonight in the chat room, even though you're totally exhausted and it's like midnight your time. Appreciate that one. But no, it's gonna be a week to get through. Tomorrow's new comic book day. I'm not gonna buy as much as I normally would, although there's not a lot coming out tomorrow, which is a good thing. I know Saga and Chew's available, and they're only $3. And then I think there's maybe two more that I buy. So it was gonna be a light comic book day anyhow. So, but look for hopefully I'll do a few shows from the con itself, and then Saturday, Sunday night when I'm back in town, it'll be because I'm probably gonna leave Nashville about 5 my time, so that get me home about 7, and maybe I'll do my show around 9 or 10. So hopefully, I want to jet. Or your autocorrect has been crazy tonight, Timmy Sims. Anyhow. Like I said, look for the show. Thank you guys for checking me out and listen to me ramble. I thought the Penis Penis show would be a little bit more interesting because Timmy joins in the chat room. Normally, there's more people in the chat room here on Tuesday night because it's a little earlier, but I don't know what those people are. But, like I said, my show's not for everybody, and sometimes people get tired. Listen to me. But, we're gonna go ahead and take off here, and we'll be back next Tuesday. Of course, I'll record tomorrow, all not live. And Timmy Sims, that door is still open if you want to walk through it. And we'll see you next week or Sunday. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good night.